Welcome to the results chapter. Now, the first conversation to have is, are we going to combine results and discussion chapter into one? It is quite common to do so where it is appropriate to immediately discuss a result. It may be obvious from the graphic representation, or in terms of the nature of how the arguments are developing, it makes sense to do so. Either way is fine. You can have a results chapter and a discussion chapter, or a results and discussion chapter where you present a result, then immediately discuss it. It's entirely up to you. Both are both equally valid, and neither will get marks. So, welcome to your results chapter. Now, this should really be fairly simple, but remarkably, sometimes apprentices omit to present the results, or do so in a manner which is not fully transparent and causes somewhat confusion and disquiet in the reader's mind. You have gone through the first three chapters, you have developed a method, you've underpinned it with a literature review, and conducted some form of research. Now, it may well have gone to plan, no problem at all. It may well not have gone to plan, and the data you've collected is not what you've expected, or you found something that is surprising. Report it. It is the data you have found, the data from the project, and you can discuss and analyze and reflect upon it in an appropriate manner. Don't try and obfuscate or create any data or false data or fabricate. If you've had a problem with your method and the results are not quite correct, come and have a chat with me and we can discuss this in greater detail. But generally for everybody, the results are basically something to show off, to display, and to be proud of the work you've done and show your results. And think long and hard about how well and how accessibly you can present your findings in a manner that actually is quickly understandable to the reader and shows the findings in the appropriate light. Now, there are some hints on there how you can display quantitative and qualitative data, how you can use tables and figures and graphs, etc., to identify trends and or whatever. Each project's different, each needs are complex, so have a think. And again, of course, if you have any queries about how to display your data, have a chat with me. But number one is keep it simple, not stupid, but keep it simple so it's easily accessible and aids your explanation, because presenting the results in such a manner will make it easy for the readers to understand what you're saying and understand your discussion, which is the next section.